wasn't right. Coming up, Pat Casale, you normally hear him as the owner of the MultiCare Group, health insurance brokers throughout Southern Nevada and across the entire state. He is also, as of last night, the political director for the Clark County Republican Party. They went through loads of disarray. Hopefully that is over, because we have a new slate of leadership in the Clark County Republican Party, and Pat Casale is going to be a part of that. We'll talk with him about that and a whole lot more coming up, because we're coming to a midterm election, and we've got to be on our A game. We cannot be quarreling. And by the way, the word is there might be legal action taken. I hope there isn't. I hope now that those that were turned out of office will be able to accept the will of the party, the Central Committee, and let's move forward and kick ass. Nah, that's the only option. There is no other option. Or we just give the state over to folks like Steve Sisolak. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson reinstated a public health emergency because of the coronavirus.
Arkansas has a low vaccination rate and, according to Johns Hopkins researchers, ranks second in the country for new virus cases per capita.
There will be no statewide mask mandate imposed by me. And the legislature, of course, has made that clear as well.
Governor Hutchinson also will call lawmakers back to the Capitol, possibly next week, to consider lifting Arkansas's ban on mask requirements in public schools.
There's no discussion about restrictions on business, mandates on businesses. We are wide open in Arkansas. We're going to be doing business in Arkansas.
Hutchinson says they have got to live with the threat of the virus. I'm Ed Donahue.
Nearly 40 maskless House Republican lawmakers walked across the Capitol and onto the Senate floor in protest of the Capitol physicians' decision to reinstate a mask mandate in the lower chamber but not in the upper chamber.
Republicans complain that the policy is inconsistent, infringes on personal liberty, and is based on politics, not science. However, the body of the 100-member Senate is less than a quarter the size of the 435-member House. And all but a handful of senators are vaccinated, while dozens of House Republicans have refused to say whether they got the vaccine. Republicans want to show, quote, what it is like on the floor of the Senate versus the floor of the House. Obviously, it's vastly different, a maskless Congressman Ronnie Jackson of Texas said after the protest. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
About a fifth of flight attendants say they've gotten into a physical incident with a passenger this year. That's according to a survey by their union. The Association of Flight Attendants says it wants people who act up during flights to face criminal prosecution, not just fines. Airlines have reported more than 3,600 cases of unruly passengers this year. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 153 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. Please get vaccinated. That's the plea from MGM Resort CEO Bill Hornbuckle to his employees that have yet to get the COVID-19 vaccine. In a letter to company employees, he warned that the continuing spread of the coronavirus could result in mandates far worse than the return of the mask. As of this week, MGM Resorts is requiring Las Vegas employees to provide proof of vaccination or undergo regular COVID-19 testing at their own cost. The new policy has the backing of the Culinary Union, which represents 24,000 MGM workers in Las Vegas. Well, the Silver State has Vax Nevada Days going on, a weekly raffle. It's about to happen here in about an hour in Reno, where vaccinated residents can win big prizes, big cash. Now, Clark County Commissioner Tick Ziegerblum wants to add to that, giving people $100 to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Ziegerblum wants to take $10 million from the American Rescue Plan funds, calling it a, quote, drop in the bucket compared to the $440 million allocated to Clark County. Local health officials say less than 49% of eligible Clark County residents have been fully vaccinated. Ziegerblum called the idea outside the box, but added it's not unprecedented. New York City just announced a program similar to the one Ziegerblum is suggesting.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Keeping a close eye on an accident on the way in from North Las Vegas, really holding up travels on I-15 southbound. It's at D Street. It's out of the travel lanes on the left shoulder. Got four or five cars over there on the left shoulder, 15 southbound approaching D Street. More curiosity, slow down than anything, but if you're going that way, maybe you want to stay to the far right there, southbound 15 again at D Street. And in Henderson, I got an off-ramp problem, eastbound 215 Green Valley Parkway. As you exit eastbound 215 at Green Valley Parkway, you'll find NHP clearing up a problem spot there. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Gather around. And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are, well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of it.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out! COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. I'm so happy to have on the show today Pat Casale. He normally is on as the owner of the MultiCare Group, but today he has a different title. It's political director, Clark County Republican Party, following what was a very orderly proceeding last night. He is the new political director for the Clark County Republican Party. And Pat Casale, my friend, and I am so pleased that you're going to be a part of rebuilding the Clark County Republican Party. Congratulations on the win last night.
You know, it was quite an evening. It's probably the best run meeting we've been at in the 10 years I've been a member.
Wow. What was different about it?
Bill Barnes was the pro tem chairman. He did a hell of a job.
From Nye County?
Yeah, he is unbelievable. Well organized. You wouldn't have believed it was the same people. And I have the videos for both if you ever want to see them.
Wow. Tell me how it was run differently, though. You had a parliamentarian a couple of weeks ago, too, and the thing ended up with Metro cops being called, and it was just ugly.
Well, interesting you bring up a parliamentarian. They actually brought in a true parliamentarian from Dallas. She actually teaches. She's an instructor as well. I guess you can call her a master parliamentarian. So she was there. She read the bylaws. She watched the video, and she put two and two together, and she explained how and why the meeting last night mattered, how we were doing it the right way. And the process ran smooth. We allowed anybody who was supposed to run was able to speak. There were a lot of no-shows from the other side, but the interesting thing is many of the members that were going to run, there were really non-members that wanted to run for offices, they weren't officially members of CCRCC. So technically they weren't able to really run, but we ran a fair election. People got to speak. We had more interesting. The thing that I found very interesting, we had about 350 people that showed up that were more like guests in the back that want to become members. They were really charged up over what happened last Tuesday.
That is amazing. That is absolutely
close to 500 people, Kevin.
Wow. Tell me, what happened to the other side then? To Kerry Buck and all these people that were lining up against you guys.
Well, that's a good question. Apparently, they don't really know the bylaws very well, and they tried to put together a meeting in August, and we realized that expedience. You can't leave this organization at least dormant for a couple of months, so we jumped on it, and hopefully, we'll get this thing turned around, and we hope there'll be a transition that'll be smooth. But Chuck Muth wrote a hell of a piece today as well. He slammed the other side. He said, even he's the one who basically said it was the best meeting he's seen in over 10 years as well. George Harris was there. He was very pleased. He was very ignited. I really think there was a lot of energy in the air. I gave a speech. Normally you get 2 minutes. I only needed a minute and 30 seconds. It was fun. It was actually a great meeting. You know, these meetings go around 3.5 hours sometimes because, you know, you have to sign in. And we got out of there at 10 o'clock, and right on time, we started the meeting accurately. Everything that they said they were going to do, accordingly, they did. And it was interesting. And they, instead of trying to get people out of the party, they're embracing the idea of bringing people back into the party. And my personal goal is to get this up to 1,500 within the next 12 months.
The people that were on the other side, the Dave St. Jack wing of the party, are they going to go away? Are they welcome in your big tent?
Well, let's put it this way: we want to open up the doors to as many qualified Republicans, and we're going to vet everybody to make sure that they're not rhinos as we can get. Because I said this last night in my speech: if we can get up to 1,500 and start raising money and doing the things we're supposed to do, which is the number one thing in politics is you have to raise money. And my passion is the success of the CCRCC. Anything below success won't work for me. You know, I coached baseball for 17 years, and I explained to everybody, in order for us to win, everybody has to contribute. It's just not about a board. We're not in control. The body, it's about the body. All we are is the conduit to electrify everybody to get this thing rolling and go in the right direction.
Now, is this mission statement achievable between now and the midterm elections, or is this something that is a two-year, three-year plan?
Oh, no, no, no. By midterm, we'll be up and running. And by July, hopefully we'll have, if we can hit our target, my goal of 1,500 new total members that are actively getting involved, engaged, we'll definitely make our voices heard. You see, the kicker here is, that's the problem. You need people to be involved. It's the same, before it was the same old people doing the same complaining over and over again without any type of solution ahead. They just want to point fingers. This is not about pointing fingers. I was there several years ago when I was the treasurer. We were 20,000 in debt. When I left the board, we had 30, 35 grand left in the bank. Where's the money? And you know, right now there's $99,000 potentially missing. There's nothing regarding the Lincoln Day dinners where they took in the money. They're not showing it. So there's two pending FEC violations. I mean, we got a big mountain to climb to get us squared away there. But the lack of integrity and the lack of communications is what's really hurt. And the people last night that showed up, the new people, they're charged. They want something to happen. Thanks to Joe Biden and company, there are a lot of Republicans out there that want to finally get involved. Who knows? Maybe we can exceed the 1,500 enrollment. Maybe we can put together a Lincoln Day where there's 1,200 people. We have three places to do dinners. We have the IAC for smaller groups. We can use the South Point. We have the Ahern. We have big money people that want to get involved and get engaged. By the way, for the record, we have an office. We're working on setting up our office for 8-1. We're going to have a physical office for the CCRCC. We will have an office again.
Finally. How much money do we have in the coffers right now for the Clark County Republican Party?
I can't answer that question because they have to give us access. For all I know, and this was the question that today. For all I know, is we may have to open up a new account on our own. Start putting money in there before, and then see what's going to happen about bringing everything together. I anticipate them trying to hold on as long as they can, but they're not going to be. They're done. They're finished. Based on the rules of the bylaws of the CCRCC, we did everything according to the book, and we crossed every T and dotted every I.
Do you worry that in this litigious society we live in, that there might be a lawsuit coming down the pike aimed at your new administration?
I hope there is. Because here's the thing, they're going to lose. That was the parliament. When you listen to this parliamentarian speak and the way she covered the bases based upon the bylaws, we have everything on our, the aces are on our side. That's the best part about it. I mean, I'm not just saying that. Well, I'm going to tell you right now. I ran for political director. I wasn't running for chair. I anticipated the vice chair. Right now, political director, I can do what I have to do to help. But you know what? I think the board, there was cohesiveness there last night. I thought what I saw, what I tried to do when I was there, try to work out have a great relationship with Perump. We did a picnic with them once before. We have a good relationship there. If we can build these bridges with the various counties and we can all come together as one, the state can win. We are the largest county. You know what we have to do.
Many people know that there has been discord between the state party, headed up by Michael McDonald, and the Clark County Republican Party. With this new slate of candidates, this new leadership, will you folks be able to work with the state party in tandem there?
Obviously, you know the answer is yes because of the relationship I do have with Michael. But I will tell you this. Here's the malarkey that was out there. When I was treasurer, we had an office that was paid for by the state party right in the same facilities or around the corner from where Michael and the state party was. They were paying for it. We didn't use the office. The state party is willing to help us again, and we're going to get this thing off the ground. We're going to get money coming in. Things are going to change, and more importantly, we're going to be a party of action. We're going to vet our candidates. We're going to do what we can to win elections. And right now, the door is open. The Democrats have opened the door based upon. With the masks again, we're looking at. I mean, Eddie Hamilton was there. We had so many new people, so many new faces. Not Eddie Hamilton; he's a regular. But there were so many new faces that want to be engaged. We want to embrace the membership. This is their party. This is not the board that runs this. All we are is an executive board to follow through what the body wants to have done. That's what we're going to do. And we're going to work together as Republicans under one united umbrella. We're not going to call each other names, okay? That's not going to happen. You're not going to see Jesse stand on a dais and call people whatever the words they use. It's just not going to happen. We're not going to get cussed at. We're going to work for one cause, to turn Clark County as red as we can and turn the state red again. God willing, we can win a governorship.
You and I know Jesse Law, but there are a lot of people that are within earshot of this program right now that don't know who he is, other than he sings a great national anthem. Talk a little bit about Jesse Law, the new leadership for the Clark County Republican Party.
Jesse has got more experience than any chairman we've had, probably since George Harris or Chuck Muth. Jesse's worked for the RNC. He was part of the Trump team in 16. He was part of the Trump team in 20. He was in D.C. for a while. He's been part of the CCRCC forever. He works for the state party as the whip. This man understands politics. He understands how to work the campaigns. This man worked very hard to get himself in a position where he could be elected. I think the other side was scared. And so what they tried to do is they tried to hammer him and disqualify him on ethics. And that was interesting. But Jesse didn't really get into a big argument with anybody. He just put his head to the grindstone, worked hard. And unfortunately, you're talking to somebody who had to pick up some of the pieces. And as I told Pauline Lee, anything I put in writing on Facebook wasn't exaggerated. I never lied. I told the truth. And as far as I'm concerned, that's the only way you can do things. And it's pretty easy to talk to you. It's second nature. And that's the best part about it. I know Jesse. I know the state party. I'm affiliated with the state party. I know how they work. Okay? I'm going back to the RNC meeting in Nashville on the 9th of August. I'm involved. I spend a lot of my own money on all this stuff for a reason. We have to turn this around. Kevin, my business was up 20% during COVID, but it's down 25% since the new guy got elected in the White House.
Yeah, and by the way, they're coming after everybody. I mean, the public option is going to, that's coming up next if Bernie Sanders gets his way. Pat, congratulations again. I'm so happy for you and for Jesse and for the entire slate of candidates. This is the time when we need to have our A game in place, and screaming and yelling and cops and security being called and all of that. It's just not the way to win. And we'll be there. We'll be there with you. So thanks again. I really appreciate you joining us, and I know we'll talk again real soon.
We need you, Kevin, because you're a great Republican voice for the people here. You're conservative. And you're a business owner, and we need your support as well. And we're here to help. We'll do whatever we can to cooperate with you and give you all the ins and outs of what's going on. But I can assure you, come to the next meeting, outside of crazy people trying to make it bad, we're going to make this work. There was no raising of voices. Nobody got yelled at last night. You would have been very impressed.
Losing,
wow, if you'd like, I'll send you the video.
Losing is not an option. Pat Casale, thanks so much, man. The owner of the MultiCare Group, political director for the Clark County Republican Party as of last night. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Coach Pete on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call 888-702-8898 or text Vegas to 888-702-8898. We've made it easy for you. Call or text the word Vegas to 888-702-8898.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
As we come out of this pandemic, businesses need help. At the Vegas Chamber, we've partnered with Workforce Connections to make this happen.
These business hubs can help you find qualified candidates, build an effective hiring process, explore training options, and connect you to funding resources.
These resources are real and available to all businesses in Las Vegas.
This message is sponsored by the Vegas Chamber in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is Live and Local. Good to have you with us on this Thursday. Big Friday show coming up. Oh, gosh. I was just looking at the guest list. It's going to be a friends and family sort of day. We're going to have a lot of fun, and I hope that you're going to be with us for it. One of the people that I like best in Congress, he has become one of my new favorite people in the U.S. Congress, and that is Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana. He was on with Hannity last night, and he explained that this recent, what I call the Biden crime surge, you know, all these cities where murders and violent conduct is up like 16% nationwide. 16%, 16% nationwide. And I want you to hear John Kennedy, and the way he describes this is absolutely priceless. Here it is.
I don't know why this is, Sean, but if I make it to heaven, I'm going to ask. But there are some
people in this world that just aren't fit to be part of our society. They're not sick. They're not mixed up. They're not confused. It's not a question of whether their mama or daddy loved them enough. They're just antisocial. In terms of public safety, they're just bad. And I thought as a society had agreed that that's why we need law enforcement, is to get them off the streets and to protect law-abiding citizens from them.